Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Religious freedom on the edge of a cliff, and radicals are trying to push it off. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the U.S. House leadership has already scheduled and already had meetings and hearings on H.R. 5. They are pushing this to a final vote. This bill, so-called the Equality Act, will seek to erase our constitutional right to religious freedom. Churches and religious organizations are not exempted. I repeat, they're not exempt from this bill. And it is broad and expansive. Moreover, the bill says, Matt, that you cannot even raise the religious free exercise defense or claim under the federal law known as the religious free exercise or the RFRA law. It's radical, Matt, and really this is not a drill. This is not an alarm. This is real, and we need to get serious to stop it.
Yeah, we can't. We are not over-exaggerating here. This bill seeks to undo through legislation our First Amendment liberties that are protected to the religious free exercise. There's no question this would wash away religious free exercise in the United States of America.
And of course, this legislation is being pushed in most in part by the Human Rights Campaign, which is the nation's leading LGBT activist organization. But, you know, I think that some people, this is just seems so far out there that people read the bill. They say, well, I don't think what you're saying is really true. So I think it's important that we break it down to some specific examples, how it's going to affect every person.
Well, a couple of reasons why I think you have an alarm is the previous iterations over the past number of years, they've been trying to get this passed or a version of it passed for a number of years. Mm-hmm. It always had an exemption for churches. And then HRC said, no, our ultimate goal is to include churches. We will no longer support this bill if you continue to exempt churches. So churches are not exempt here. Not only are churches not exempt, but this also says you can't raise as a claim or defense the religious free exercise under federal law, which is shocking. But here it applies to churches, religious organizations, nonprofits, colleges, universities, private employers. Even, Matt, this bill, in comparison to existing civil rights law, which includes employment, public accommodations, fair housing, and other areas that this particular bill amends, this bill expands significantly the federal government's reach, let alone putting LGBT, let alone not exempting churches, let alone not allowing you to raise religious freedom. It expands it into all the different corners of life. How? Because it even applies to places that you wouldn't think are public accommodation situations. It applies to a place that is called just simply a, quote, gathering, close quote. It doesn't say how many people you need to have for a gathering. It also applies, unbelievably, to an individual. It says that an individual is considered an establishment. It applies to online provisions of goods or services. It literally expands the federal government, and that alone would be shocking, even if they didn't add LGBT, into all the different areas of life.
Let me ask you this, Matt. Let me use this as an example. Liberty Counsel. Liberty Counsel, for decades now, has taken a stand in defense of natural man-woman marriage, has taken a stand in defense of the biological reality of male and female. This would have the effect, first of all, if a man pretending to be a woman claims, says, well, I'm a Christian, I want to go work, I'm a lawyer, I want to go work as a Liberty Counsel attorney. And you said, well, no, you do not share our values. Well, under this bill, our values are verboten. In fact, you would have to hire that man, or you could not decline to hire that man because of his position. And then if you were forced to hire him, this man pretending to be a woman, to continue now to fight against the radical extremist LGBT agenda in any way would be considered a hostile work environment.
Yeah, let's put this into the context of a church.
I'll say every church this would apply as well.
And it applies to every church.
Yeah.
So you have your second grade students that you have in your church school or your Sunday school, and somebody who wants to come in as a cross-dresser. They are also, perhaps they say that they're a male, or they say that they're a female, and they're actually the opposite. You wouldn't be able to say, even as a church, that doesn't fit with our religious doctrine and belief, any more than you would be able to say now as a church, you can't teach our second graders because your skin color is not what we want it to be, because you're African-American. And we only hire Caucasians, as an example, because that would be racial discrimination. You couldn't say as a church now that you're going to have segregated drinking fountains or bathrooms. You couldn't have a bathroom for whites and a bathroom for blacks. You just can't have that. And so consequently, you can't prohibit, if this bill gets passed, a man from going into a woman's restroom. You can have your men's and women's restroom. Yes, no doubt about that. But if a man says, but I'm not a, I don't identify as a man, even if I look like a man, I think and I want to identify as a woman. So my restroom is not the men's, it's the women's. And if you say no, it would be the same thing, Holly, as if you were to say no to the black man because this is a white-only restroom.
Right.
It's the same kind of discrimination when you add LGBT to the same level as race.
So it would be a reality to come out of the church service and go into the restroom, and there's a man in there, and it would be perfectly legal according to this
and
bill.
And the church would not be
could
able
not
to
say
stop
a thing.
Them.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if they tried, then they would be subject to serious legal liability. And Matt, the church, let's say the senior pastor, and this is a Bible-believing, you know, evangelical church, just as an example. And the senior pastor says, well, it's time for me to retire. We're going to open up and start taking applications for a new senior pastor. Even if the church holds to biblical sexual morality, that it's only appropriate between a male and a female in the bonds of marriage, if an openly out and proud homosexual man or woman applied for that position as senior pastor, and he was not hired, then again, the church would face significant legal liability.
Or let's talk about the children's pastor. You've got someone who is perhaps a pedophile, a man who dresses as a woman, has applied to be the children's pastor. What kind of situation are we going to have there?
Yeah, there's actually an article that has come out about this, because when you're talking about gender identity, there are advocates out there that say pedophilia, somebody's desire to have sexual relations with a minor, is no different than someone's desire to have sexual relations with the person of the same sex.
Ugh.
It's a sexual orientation.
Yeah.
It's one of the quote, sexual orientations. And so literally there are meetings, there are conferences. One of them is called Before You Act.
Which I've attended.
B and then the number 4 You Act. And yeah, you've attended that.
Yeah, Dr. Reisman and I attended it, and they knew we were there, and they still talked about that advocating on behalf of adult, what they call minor attracted individuals.
Horrendous. That's what they call it. Not pedophilia, minor attracted individuals. And so they advocated, Matt, that what's the big deal? That's no different than somebody's other sexual orientation. Someone has an orientation to be sexually attracted to minors.
And so they want to remove the age of consent laws so that adult men could have sex with little boys.
Now, you might think, well, this is just too far. It's hypothetical. No, it's not hypothetical. It's already out there. There's advocation for it out there. There's articles on it. There's conferences on this issue. I'll tell you what, H.R. 5... is the biggest threat to religious freedom, because churches can no longer say, if this passes, religious colleges could no longer say, well, at least we can continue to exist. I know it's out there in the culture, but we're going to continue our mission. No, this will be affecting you and your tax-exempt status and your accreditation if you're a college. And if you don't comply, you'll lose both. but you'll also be faced with lawsuits and fines and penalties. That's why we need to stop it. I believe we can stop it in the Senate side. We've got a full page dedicated to this. Go to lc.org/HR5, lc.org/HR5, right there on the Liberty Council's website. Tell your friends and get involved and raise your voice. Let your U.S. Senator know your position.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.